So I've been communicating with some people on YouTube, and apparently there's some people that say I'm wrong. You don't know anything, Jesse. You and your ideas, and so what? Wait, what? I didn't. Hold on a second. I've got to do some cleanup here. I didn't clean up after the last recording. There. Okay. Good. Work's done. We can move on. What we might end up doing is I might do a live YouTube thingy. And then follow someone on Twitter. He's kind of camera shy. Doesn't want to go up against the legend, the all podcast father. The pot stirrer, the deer host. He didn't want to go up against a famous, well-spoken 1 million Amazon word writer podcaster like me. He's such an expert that a whopping 100 people listen to me every week. I don't know. I hope I don't come across as arrogant when I say all this. I'm trying to be comical, and I'm trying to be lighthearted, and I'm just, oh boy. Well, I'll tell you what. I've had kind of an experience the last few days. So first I'm going to yawn because I'm tired. Late last night I was with some skaters and the police showed up. In fact, I've been with skaters this last week, and for the first time ever, I watched police show up while people were skating, and it happened 3 times in a week. It was hilarious. Four times. Although one of the times wasn't for skating, it was because some kids weren't wearing a mask, and the police came over and made sure that they wore masks. Because you've got to wear a mask if you're outside in the sunlight, 200 yards from people. That's just dangerous if you don't, you know. Because of the habit, right? Because you've got to have habits. We've got to have the habit, right? See, you're sitting there scratching your head saying, is Jesse for the mask or is he against it? Jesse is for peace and calm. Jesse is for us using our brains and not being brainwashed. I'll tell you, it's like the way this world works. It's like half the people are brainwashed to be angry when someone says the word blue, and the other half are brainwashed to be angry when the other half are angry, or the one half are. So someone says blue and one half gets angry, and then the other half gets angry that first half is angry, and then they start fighting each other. Now, you're either one type of brainwashed, or the it's a statistical probability that you are either brainwashed to be angry at one group or the other. And so if you're angry at all about masks, if you are bothered at all, you've been brainwashed. It's like they've got this conspiracy, and then like half the people won't notice it because they don't know how to detect stuff. The other half have been conditioned to just totally freak out and just worry about everything at the idea of a conspiracy. It's like, are you aware that God's planning to burn these people alive in a lake of fire forever? What are you worried about? Do you who believe in the Bible, do you think that if Jesus has to come back and burn these people alive with his mouth in order to stop them, that you not taking a vaccine is going to stop Jesus having to do his job? Okay, I don't mean you're helpless. I mean, don't you think there's something other than making Jesus unnecessary that Jesus wants you to be doing? What does Jesus want? If you believe in, look, if you don't believe Jesus, then enjoy me yelling at the people that do. If you believe Jesus, then what does Jesus want you doing? What does he want you doing? Did you think about it? Did you? So I, you know, it's like, I don't know. I've had some crazy encounters this week. Let's get down to brass tacks. I've been talking about my web servers. For the first time ever, I fully tested them. I put it together, turned the car, put the key in the ignition, rolled it over, turned the car on, engine goes, drove it out of the garage and around the block and back in, no problems. I've got it working. Now, I want to change the wheels. Those were just some old junk wheels. I want to get some aluminum wheels, new tires, wax the paint. I want to do some more stuff to it, but it works. By golly, it works. It's alive. I'm very seriously looking. Now listen to this. I was just talking with Jedediah, the first. I'm the second and he's the first. I was just talking with Jedediah about marketing this. This is all in one cloud. Files, calendar, interchangeable. All of it works on your iPhone or Android device, Linux, Windows, Mac. Your sync calendar, chat, notes. All of it works and you own it, period. It's not on the big corporate servers. Now, there are other servers doing cloud, but it's just the only way it's another company that's involved is a company who's only does hard drive. It's not Facebook service with employees pawing through it, pawing through your data. So in theory, you own it. In theory, you could set this up in your house. Okay, so I may be doing, I'm not settled on a price. I'm thinking probably $15 a month, but that's a little bit cheap. I'd like to do 20. Well, if I do 20, then I can get a bigger budget to make it more awesome. So I might do $15, $20 a month, something like that. What I might do is I might look for salespeople. If you're looking for work and you can pound a keyboard, maybe you're willing to learn some Linux, contact me. I'll give you half of the profit. Something like to start out with. I have to develop a proper sales structure later, but basically you can sell it to other people and then you can be their tech support. You have a big problem. There's a problem. They need something. They call you. You don't know what to do. You call me. And I need to have some sort of a training and stuff, but I'm seriously getting ready to sell these things. So, you know, I mean, everyone's worried about, you know, social media, cloud stuff. Do we want to do our own files? How do we do our own website? How do we do all this? I've got solutions. I've been working on these for a long time and I'm getting ready to roll this out and I want to grow it, but I've got to start where I am. I've got a little tiny of enough that we can sell to some people and we can get some money snowballing so that we can grow it into something bigger. But the, you know, but there's got to be profit so that we can hire engineers to make it more awesome. And if we can get it bigger, then it's less money and it's better quality because we've got the money to pay the engineers. Because it's just, you need to have a team. I mean, if there's a team, everything's better rather than just one guy doing everything. So that we might make the money transparent. Might do that. So it's been a fascinating week. I'm just been learning and improving a lot as a person. Taiwan special, what's going on in Taiwan with the virus? See you tomorrow.